concerts, Kingston Canadian Film Festival, The Screening Room, and Black Dog Hospitality. Show your love for local music. Get in on the action today via CFRC.ca, proudly supporting local artists since 1922.
I was stoked.
We're stoked.
All right, I'm stoked.
Let's go for it.
What is up, guys? Welcome back. I'm your host, Jane. I'm the host of Stoke. This is a fun little indie radio show we have going on where kind of come up with the playlist idea or, you know, a fun vibe to go off every week. And then we go from there and I tell some stories and talk about the playlist we've been having. But, you know, instead of saying happy Stoke Day, I should be saying happy Spotify Wrapped Week. Am I right? No, I'm just kidding. It's so fun. I always enjoy getting my Spotify Wrapped, and I think it's such a cool idea to look back on the music we've listened to. You know, this job has kind of given me a lot more insight and drive to find new music and, you know, curate it and stuff like that. So, you know, this past year, I've definitely put a lot more thought into the music I've listened to, so I was very curious to see my Spotify Wrapped. And if you haven't guessed, the theme this week, thanks to my dear friend Jess over the pond right now, was to do a Spotify Wrapped episode. So that's what we're going to do. You're going to hear some songs that you've probably already heard before on the show, but I got to do my year in review, guys. It's perfect, with a couple guests in there as well. But yeah, so I'm going to just jump into some of the stats that I found out. This could be kind of sad of me, but I listened to, like, as a radio host, I don't know if I should have more or less than this, but I listened to 53,645 minutes, which they said was 37 days. So I'm pretty proud of that. I don't know if that's the most I've ever listened to, but a pretty good chunk of change there. A girl on my rugby team listened to 100,000 minutes, which is just, that's a lot. It was like 2 months or something like that. It's crazy. Anyways, my top genre was indie pop, which is not really surprising considering I think it was in the summer we did our genre episode. So not a huge surprise there. My top five artists were The Wallows, Mac DeMarco, Tyler the Creator, Joe, and The 1975. And I was saving this fun fact for later, but I think it's kind of pretty cool that my top five artists by the end of this year and by December 9th at 11 p.m., I will have seen all of my top five artists in concert, which is really cool. I saw Wallows Cup, 2022, saw 1975, 2023, and then I've been lucky enough to see Joe, Tyler, and then I'm going to see Mac DeMarco next week. So, very exciting. I'm pretty proud to say that I'm a true fan of the people I listen to. So, yeah. And then top songs, you will see, okay? Now we'll get into the meat of this episode, but my top two, I guess this is pretty easy to group together. At the start, when these songs came out, you know, I was very adamant to tell you guys how much I was a big fan of them and never let on that I didn't like them at all. I probably played them more than once or twice on this show, which I usually don't do with any song, but yeah, March 21st, 2025, Undressed by Sombra was dropped, and that is my top song. I played it, I think it was in the 70s, how many times I played it? I'll get back to you on that. I played it a lot. I really did play it a lot. So I remember it just, his two songs, funny enough, the next song, my second most played song is Back to Friends. So I really did, you know, play it a lot, but I'm proud of that, and they're great songs. You know, I can't deny that they were great. I listened to it 71 times. There we go. Sorry, I had to go through my Spotify story. I listened to Undressed 71 times, and yeah, then Back to Friends. So no other way to stop my rambling than to get these two songs playing and in your ears, but yeah, I'm super excited to do this playlist. It's fun. It's easy listen for me. I love all these songs, obviously. So I may have overplayed these two that I'm about to play and don't love them as much as I did in the summer when I was playing it over and over again, but I do have a lot of love for the two of them. So right now you're going to hear Undressed and Back to Friends by Sombra. Those are my two top played songs this year.
You looked to me and wondered whether
Now I'm singing it again, and I'm remembering how much I did love it. I know I was rambling at the start because I was trying to find all my info, but it is great, and I do like them. I just, you know, when you just listen to a song a little too much, I think I did that to myself with these ones. However, the deeper we get into the playlist is the songs that I, like, didn't realize I played that much and, like, low-key kind of like better. You know what I mean? Because you forget that you liked it and then you rediscover it on this playlist, which is kind of perfect. Anyways, I wanted to go through some of my top things, but my top albums were The Crux by Joe, Chromacopia, Tyler, Don't Tap the Glass, Tyler, Salad Days, Mac DeMarc, This Old Dog, Mac DeMarc. And if you're not understanding the trend, I know I've kind of already went over this, but those would be the three artists I have seen and will see in 2025. So I'm pretty proud to say that I would, like, try to listen to what I'm going to, you know, watch. Obviously, the Mac DeMarco albums aren't the ones that he's performing, but they're his, like, basics and classics. So I've always liked him, never had an issue with that. So kind of funny that those are the top albums. And considering the next songs, it kind of makes a lot of sense because the next one is Passing Out Pieces of Me. I think that's what the full title is. It's just Passing Out Pieces. Sorry. The lyric goes like that by Mac DeMarco. This is off, I think it's Salad Days. Yep, Salad Days. And then I have Delete Ya by Joe, which was one of my favorites off of his album. Didn't love it as much in person, won't lie, but it was just a little too mellow. But still a fantastic song. And then, honestly, we'll throw one more in there. I got Deep Dive Reprise by Wallows. Obviously, I did a whole, if you're interested in the next three songs you hear, I did a whole entire deep dive, pun, into those two albums, Joe's and the Wallows. And basically listened to almost every single one of my favorite songs off of those albums. So if you like these next three, especially the last two, look back in my summer episodes. There's some good ones about, you know, a little more of a analysis of these songs. But again, love it. Passing Out Pieces, I'm so excited to listen to. I haven't listened to it in so long. And I just discovered it kind of this year and realized how much of a good song it is. So excited. Hopefully Mac plays it next week. If he does, I'll probably cry. So there's a couple songs I'll probably cry to, but this one's great. So I'll let you guys listen and I'll be back.
Yeah. I get in early, I was roused by the light. Back in the city, no longer my home, trying to let it go. I take a walk in Hollywood. My old apartment isn't looking too good. Then there's a lyric that in context stings. The immediate pain it brings. That song that you used to sing.
I will never run you out of my heart. That you know.
You know, the Wallows somehow catch me in their little spiral every year. I always think I'm not gonna, you know, get them in my top, and then all of a sudden I'm in their 0.2% of global fans, and I've listened to over 1,300 minutes, so that's kind of crazy. But, you know, I'm going through the Spotify, and they did a great job this year. I like the swipey kind of TikTok-y version. You know what I mean? It's silly. It's good. I like it. I believe my... Oh, yeah. This was what I was trying to find. My listening age. I was trying to think of, like, the new things they added. I loved, obviously, knowing that I was going to do this playlist. They gave me the... There's like certain days, it was kind of like files of the days I'd listened to specifically, and I thought that was super cool because I can read them to you guys. But this one was even better, the age that your listening age, and surprisingly mine was 28, and it says, since you were into music from early 2010s, hits with hint of nostalgia. So I think, I mean, I guess some of this indie stuff I listened to is definitely like early 2000s, late 2010s. But, you know, I can throw in some 70s music. I guess that's not really my top type of music, but oh well. Yeah, that one was super funny. I loved, you know, them including that. And also your role, I guess it's called. It was like the different roles they have, different type of music listener. But mine, my role was the curator. It says you're a focus playlist creator combining the best of your club into mixes. And that's funny because genuinely before doing the radio, I never, ever, ever made playlists. So I don't think I would have ever gotten that. Like, I'm strictly like music girls. Outside of this, I don't make playlists. But obviously when I'm making however many episodes I've done, probably over 35 to like, well, no, I guess like 50 episodes almost now. Like, I've made 50 playlists. Like, this is the 100th playlist or something. When I go to create a new Spotify playlist, it's 100, which is kind of crazy, which I was never a playlist girl. So that's kind of interesting, but I guess now I am. So I can send these playlists to anybody that I want. So it's perfect. But anyways, we will get back into the next songs. I've got another Joe song for you, Potion. Potion by Joe. Such a fun song. And that was his closing song concert. Disgustingly good. It was so good. It was the perfect song to close with. I love the lyrics, someone who's gonna leave on a light for me. I just love that. It's great. And then this one surprised me. My seventh song overall of the year is Your Heart Stops by Fantasy of a Broken Heart. And I remember I had, you know, early in January, you just go through a funk, and this song was just speaking to me. I don't know why. I must have played it like genuinely 20 times in January, and that's probably why it's so high on my list. But yeah, Your Heart Stops by Fantasy of a Broken Heart, which is kind of random. You know what, I'll group one more in there. And number eight, we've got Let's Go Swimming by Palace. Again, great chill vibe songs. I've played it many times. Palace, you know, I like them. Very good. These are all kind of three very different types of music, but I'm only surprised by Your Heart Stops. The other two I'm kind of not shocked by. But yeah, you guys kick back, relax, enjoy these three, and, you know, reminisce with me over the year.
Light for me. Please hold the light. dropping the ball. You're starting to think, was it worth it at all?
Until your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating, your heart stops.
It hangs like an ominous cloud, shadow of fear, trapped in the crowd.
Until your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating, your heart stops.
You can't get out of the bed, beautiful dreams keep you deep in your head.
Dropping the ball, you're starting to think, was it worth it at all?
Until your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating.
You can't get out of the bed, beautiful dreams keep you deep in your head.
Until your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating, your heart stops beating.
and I wanna live.
All right, well, welcome back, guys. This is Stoke. Again, I'm your host, Jane, if you're just tuning in. We are going through my Spotify Wrapped right now, so you might be familiar with some of the songs you're hearing, but you know what? It's a good time to look back and review. You know, I'm headed home next week, going to see Mac DeMarco next week. You gotta reflect on what we've been listening to. So I realize I haven't been telling you how many times I've listened to the songs we've been playing, but I did say the first one. So Undressed was 71 times, and then Back to Friends was 64. So it was like pretty close, the margin, but like Undressed still had the lead. After that, I guess I just bumped those songs so much because the next closest was 48. So really not close at all. And then from there, it gets pretty close. Then Delicia was 46, so those were pretty interchangeable. Deep Dive, Reprise was 30. Potion was 29, so those two were also interchangeable. Also, Your Heart Stops was 29. I didn't realize that. So those two were technically tied, but I would put Potion probably above that. And then what you just heard, Let's Go Swimming, 27 listens. And then the next two songs you're going to hear, Sugar on My Tongue. Are we surprised? I'm only surprised because I heard it in late July. And I still got a good amount of listens out of it. So I had 26 listens for that one. And then Steve Lacy's song, Nice Shoes, 25 listens. And that one's kind of surprised me, but those two are usually the same vibe. So I think when I would listen to Sugar on My Tongue, Nice Shoes would also come up, or vice versa, because they're very similar vibe and I like them both. So I'm glad I'm pairing them together because they are, you know, quite similar. I'm trying to think if I want to add anything else before I go. Any more stats? Maybe I'll say my repeat heavy day was on January 25th, 2025. And I looked that up and it was just a random Monday or something. But the day you let your favorites play on repeat until the sun went down. Late evening opened with Ambient Drift, but by noon you were deep in the cycle, ready to start. Heaven or Las Vegas, Your Heart Stops, spun through repeat after repeat. Cocteau Twins, Arcade Fire, and Fantasy of a Broken Heart, what you just heard, kept returning, making the day a soft focus echo chamber. 377 minutes, 150 tracks, 83 artists, your most repeat heavy day. A filed under Dream Pop Spiral, Looped Comfort. So whatever happened to me January 25th, I'm sure I was probably going through something at that point, but it was great. It was such... I can't believe I listened to that many songs. That's a lot for a day, but oh well. Anyways, I will play Sugar on My Tongue. I will tell you what is up after that. And yeah, we'll go from there. Thanks for listening, guys.
My tongue, your body is so sweet, sweet, sweet. Invite me if you. It's all I want to eat, eat, eat. Tell your mama, tell them what. Tell your daddy, tell them what. Tell them, let you know what you heard about me. Tell your mama, tell your mama, tell your daddy.
Oh, level.
So I've got three songs left here. It's funny. I look back. I'm like, what happened January 25th? And I was just like, I saw the night that happened before that. And I was just like, oh, my God, that makes sense. That's funny. Definitely a Mind Palace day. It was just we had gone out the night before. It was an adventure, let us just say. All right, so another few days that I wanted to mention, May 15th was kind of cool. Apparently, I had a lot of wallows. That was mid-working and painting, if you remember. That's what I did in the summer. I think I went through their whole discography, which makes a lot of sense. I think that would probably check. That was 352 minutes. Then I had July 25th, which was the day you turn the volume to the maximum and let the genres tumble. 604 minutes, 148 tracks, 101 artists. My biggest music day, your biggest music day, a genre spanning epic in a year of indie favorites. Oh, maybe this was my biggest music day. Okay, that's cool. 604 minutes, that's a long time. Then I had September 5th, which is a Sunday, and I'm kind of confused. The day you let 40 genres run wild from indie insomnia to club lights. I had 332 minutes, 118 tracks, 117 artists. Wow. That means I probably had a different song, 118 tracks and 117 artists. So I only had one song that was the same artist. Huh, that's interesting. Very cool. I wonder what prompted me to listen to that. Most diverse day. All right, well, I'm kind of going through the last little bit here. The last song off of my Spotify Wrapped, number 11, Booster Seat, Spacey Jane. Great song. We'll always give it a listen because it is just so fun and such a good, I don't know, it's just, it always makes me feel happy. And I've heard it live now by Kings of Queens. I think they performed it and it was fantastic. So I cannot complain. That was listened to 25 times, which was the same as Nice Shoes. So gotta listen to the two of them. And then I asked two close friends and family of mine, and the girl who gave me this idea in the first place, Jess Hines, my girl, she's on Quip right now, working for an F1 team, which is pretty crazy to me. I think she's having a lot of fun. She listens every week to this podcast, this radio show, and got to give her a lot of credit because, you know, that's good friendship right there. So her top song, I said I'd let her come on and play her top song because this was her idea, and it is Let Me Go by Daniel Caesar. And she's huge Daniel Caesar fan. She discovered, apparently there's some niche second kind of alias he goes by and releases other music on Spotify. Don't know. She gave me the name. I can't find it in time to tell you, but if you're interested, very cool. And then asked my dad, because we send it back and forth from each other, and he went to see Coldplay this summer, and his song was Paradise. So if we have enough time, we'll sneak in Paradise. I'll ask my mom. She'll be mad I didn't ask her, but yeah, you get Paradise from the two of them. So thanks so much for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed my Spotify Wrapped. I'm going to kick myself if I forgot something else fun and cool from Spotify Wrapped, but I didn't think I did. That was my top 11 songs. Yeah, we'll be back. I'll probably try to do one or two more episodes, but I am going home next week. So if I don't, I apologize. But thanks for bearing with me. Love you all. And good luck studying with exams. Tell you what, alright.
please just forget me. And honestly, our sun is setting, and hardly believe this got so messy.
She ran away in her sleep.